So this is a study that says for every hour of TV someone watches, their risk of dying early goes up more than 10%.
This is a study that was published in the journal Circulation, which is the Journal of the American Heart Association, and conducted at the Physical Activity Laboratory at the Baker RDA Heart and Diabetes Institute in Victoria, Australia. And they did what was known as an observational study. So they got together about 3,800 men and about 5,000 women over the age of 25, followed them for about 6 years or so, and looked to see, asked them a question about how much TV they watch. So one of the first problems with this study is that you're asking someone to estimate over the past week how many hours of TV they watch, and that is always fraught with inaccuracies. But let's just take it for what it is, and that they reported the number of hours that they watched TV, and they were grouped into three categories. Those that watched less than 2 hours per day. And by the way, the Canadian average is about almost 4 hours a day of watching television. That's the Canadian average. So those that watched less than 2 hours per day were in one group. Those that were between 2 and 4 hours were in the second group. And then the third group was watching more than 4 hours a day. And they had people who had a history already of cardiovascular disease were excluded from this study. So you had people who did not have at least reported heart disease. They followed them for 6 years and found that of that group of close to 8,000 or 9,000 people, there were 284 deaths, 87 from cardiovascular disease and 125 due to cancer. And on the basis of that information, they then stratified the risk according to the outcome of number of hours watched. And they found that cancer deaths, there was a 9%, as you mentioned, 9% increase of cancer for each hour spent in front of the TV, 11% from all causes, death from all causes, and 18% risk from cardiovascular disease. But essentially what this means is that, and it's not really telling us anything we don't know. We know that if you don't exercise, if you're spending 4 hours a day in front of the TV, you're obviously not doing very much. You're also, there's a significant trigger to eat while you're in front of the television. There tends to be weight gain associated with that. And even though they took into account for the people that they studied, they took into account risk factors such as heart disease, smoking, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and waist circumference. I mean, they found this association still held. I'm leery of observational studies like this, but the message from this, though, is that we've seen time and again, it's in the same message, that exercise and being active reduces your risk of heart disease and other illnesses. And this simply illustrates one means of people not getting exercise, that is spending a lot of time in front of television. Do I believe that 1 hour of television watching a day for people is going to increase their risk of heart disease? I don't believe that. If someone is exercising during their day and they're taking some time to relax and watching television for an hour, I don't think that's going to make a huge difference. If, on the other hand, they're sitting in front of the TV and eating a lot of high-calorie foods despite their exercise and gaining weight as a result of that, then yes, I'd say that that's going to increase your risk of health problems. But we have to keep this in perspective, and I'm leery of the studies that come out or the headlines that come out that say for every hour you do something, your risk is going to go up. That just sort of says to people, well, what's the point of doing anything if even a minute is going to cause me a problem?
When we haven't even raised the subject of reading a book.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, doctor, thanks for joining us.